irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, from New York City. I am in the Big Apple today and doing the show live remotely from here. So if you happen to hear some amazing background noise like street people or different things, fire trucks, it's because we're in the lovely big city of New York. And today on the show, I have with me Brian Confer. Brian Confer is the founding partner and director of sales and marketing for the Headshot Truck, which is the first ever mobile photography studio. They have trucks in Los Angeles, New York City, and Atlanta, and the Headshot Truck specializes in headshots for business professionals designed for company websites and LinkedIn profiles. I personally use the Headshot Truck for some of my own employees, and I just thought, what a cool concept, and want to make sure that all of our listeners out there were familiar with it. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being there. Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us, how did this brainchild idea of a headshot truck come up, and how did your career get started? Were you always an entrepreneur? How did this all come about?
You know, I always have been. I'm the son of an entrepreneur, so I guess it's in my blood. And you know, I couldn't leave it, I guess. I used to work for an e-learning company for a lot of years called the College Network. So we were helping working adults earn their bachelor's and master's degrees online. And so I learned a lot about how to market different programs, and I became an independent contractor with that company in Los Angeles, and was able to build them from pretty small, about $50,000 total income here in Los Angeles, got all the way up to $2.5 million for the company within a couple of years there. And we helped build them up to about $100 million. So I learned a lot about how to grow the sales side of companies and marketing and that whole process really from the ground up. And that led me to start two other companies, one of which is still going sort of, and the other isn't. And then I was fortunate enough to meet a guy named Adam Hendershot, who's a editorial and actor headshot photographer here in LA. He had shot headshots for my wife, actually. And he said, hey, I'm thinking about starting this thing called the Headshot Truck. We shoot professional headshots in the truck the size of a FedEx truck. And I just thought it was so fascinating and interesting and different. And, you know, with the rise of mobile businesses and how everything is so on demand right now, I knew I had to jump on and be a part of it. So I've been around about 2.5 years now with this company, just about three, and we're doing great.
That's amazing. And so when I was talking about your bio, you said you have trucks now in Los Angeles, New York, and Atlanta. So do you have three trucks total at this point?
Three total. Yep. We're looking to expand up to nine over the next 3 years. But right now we're pretty happy with getting the three going to full capacity.
Awesome. So explain to our listeners a little bit about how that works. Like, how does a headshot truck work if they wanted to hire you to come out and do their headshot, or how it would work for a company that might want to hire somebody with your services?
Yeah, absolutely. So the whole process is being mobile and being on demand. So because we're mobile, we can travel around to different parts, different neighborhoods within our various cities every single day. So typically the headshot truck is in three or four different neighborhoods every week. And we contact local businesses that typically book our services. So real estate offices, staffing agencies, investment companies, insurance companies, and we let them know that we're going to be in their particular neighborhood. So any of their staff or clients who might need professional corporate headshots can just visit us, since we're already going to be in their neighborhood. So that's one type of event that we typically do. We also work with a lot of organizations and associations that do networking events at night. We call them happy hour headshots, which is pretty fun.
That's awesome.
So we work with, it's really fun. Yeah, we work with a lot of those organizations sort of in the evening from 5 to 7 after people get off work. But we do a lot of traditional corporate headshots. And so in that sense, we have a company that might find us online. They say, oh, you know, we really want to get professional headshots for our team, for our website, for our company portfolio, for LinkedIn. And so they would typically Google corporate headshots Los Angeles or New York or what have you. And when they find us, they're pretty excited because they see that we're mobile. And so what we do is we just send over a proposal, and we drive over to their building, park out front, and their employees typically walk out and shoot headshots with us every 5 or 10 minutes. So it's super fast, easy, convenient. We don't take up any space inside your office, which is nice. So we're not invading your space. You just walk out, take headshots in the truck, and walk right back to work. Pretty convenient method.
Yeah, that's amazing. I remember when you did my team last year, I think it was, and it just blew my mind. Like, 1 minute I got a call from your photographer who said, I'm downstairs, and I sent my employees down one at a time, and then next thing you know, they, boom, boom, they were done, and they came right back up. And I like it, too, because I find that sometimes it can be this huge endeavor where people have to figure out, oh, you have to go to a studio or set up a studio, and it can be so cumbersome. So I think it's awesome that it's so quick and easy and effortless to get awesome headshots, which leads me into my next question is, why headshots? Why are they important for business professionals as compared to, of course, actors and actresses who need them in order to get hired? Why would business people need headshots?
No, it's a great question. And, you know, I think nowadays things have changed so much with technology. You know, obviously LinkedIn has become so giant now and such an important tool that you need to have in your toolbox. You need to have a great LinkedIn profile. And part of that is having a profile photo. You know, you're 14 times more likely to have your LinkedIn profile viewed if you have a photo. So
wow.
You think you want a photo that, you know, it's an amazing statistic, but it's true. And so you really want a photo that represents you as a person, as a business professional. You know, so the sort of the years of having a selfie or using the same photo for your Facebook or your Instagram, it's changed now. That might not represent you, you know, as a professional. So having a photo is really essential nowadays. The world of social selling, customers and clients really want to see who it is that they're dealing with on a daily basis. Or if you're sending over a proposal from a B2B relationship, they also want to see who is the team that you are bringing to the table here that we want to work with. And so being able to put a face to a name is really important, as well as having sort of what we call cross-platform uniformity. And what that means is that you want all of your executives to look like they shot headshots together, or your management team, or your employees, because it just creates that sort of uniform look that your company is going for to really represent you as a brand, both personally, professionally, and the company that you might be working for.
Good point. And I can't agree with you enough about the LinkedIn aspect of it. Is that blows my mind. You said 14 times more likely to be clicked on if you have a photo than not?
That's exactly right. So, you know, if you're a candidate out there looking for work and you're looking to, you know, really distinguish yourself from everyone else, or just be able to be up to par with everyone else, it's really important. So essentially you want to look at it as an investment, right? I mean, it's no different than going back to school or taking some courses online and doing some training. Part of that toolbox now is really having a professional photo that represents you. And because if you're not doing it, someone else is going to, right? So you really need to make sure that you're on par with everyone else that you may be competing with.
So what's the difference then? Why with, you know, iPhones as great as they are, and, you know, we see these big billboards for the new iPhone 7 and how great those photos are. What would you say is the difference between using a professional headshot truck like yours versus just having a friend take a picture of you and then posting it online that way?
Sure. You know, it is a great question, because you're right. These iPhones have gotten incredibly high tech, and they do look great. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I think when you take a professional photo, especially in something like the headshot truck, it's there's a number of things. First of all, you know you're working with someone who is a professional photographer who understands angles, lighting, all of the other things. And you can take a wide variety of different looks and photos when you have a professional studio like ours, because we have all the lighting set up. You can also see all of our photos in real time on our 21-inch monitor. So it's not just seeing it on your phone, which is great, but once you blow it up into an 8x10, it may not look as good. However, when you shoot with the headshot truck, you're going to see everything in 8x10, so you know it looks great. Not only that, you know, we've got inside of our truck, everything is done with studio lighting, so we can match style no matter where you are, rain or shine, day or night, where if you're shooting outside with an iPhone, you're going to get flares on the screen. Nothing is going to be uniform, right? Because if you're shooting outside, typically as the day goes on, even if you're inside, frankly, the lighting will change. But in a fully self-contained photo studio, which is what we have, we call it a light box. Basically, everything can be done uniformly. So it really does create a consistent look, which is great, and obviously high-quality photos. We can also do editing. I mean, obviously, we have retouching options available. So from start to finish, we can do the entire process, and it doesn't break the bank. You know, we're talking about maybe $100 per person or so for a photo. So it's really worth the investment versus trying to get a friend to maybe capture you on an iPhone. We know you get it with our truck, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right, because I'll never forget there was a receptionist who had her picture on LinkedIn. And what was really interesting to me is I think that there are only two occasions where you can really hurt yourself, whether you're doing it with an iPhone or hopefully, you know, somebody with a professional headshot truck like yourself would prevent somebody from doing that, is the sexy selfie or the scary scowl. You know, those pictures where you see this a lot with the millennials, where they take that picture and they're kind of looking up, you know, seductively up at the camera, and then they share that as their professional photo. Or the one with the receptionist I saw blew my mind. This woman was applying for a receptionist job in a professional services environment. And I kid you not, Brian, I have never seen a photo that was as scary as that woman. It wasn't even a scowl. It was a grimace. Like, she was glaring at the camera. And irony was that she was applying for a receptionist job. So hopefully in a situation like working with you and your team, you would have somebody to kind of consult with you on, hey, these are appropriate looks, these are not appropriate looks, you know, things that would work versus hurt you.
No, you're exactly right. And that's part of the job of our photographer. It's also part of the job of our makeup artist. We have a makeup artist who's on the truck as well at most times. So not only do we provide makeup, but they do a wardrobe consultation with you. We do a quick consultation on what you're trying to achieve with the photo. And then our photographer is able to capture that. And if we need to make adjustments on the fly, we can do so. But you're absolutely right. You need someone there who understands what it is that you're trying to accomplish and actually be able to execute that look, right? And that's important. So you need to know not only who you are, but how you want to portray yourself and be able to communicate that to a photographer who can then essentially interpret that through the lens and provide that end product that you're looking for. But if you're coming in with a scowl on your face, applying for a job that's really customer facing, you know, you are shooting yourself in the foot by having a photo like that, where if you just spend a little bit of money and work with a professional, you have the confidence in knowing that you're putting your best foot forward.
Yeah, and I think it's a very interesting climate right now in the job market, because what happened was years and years ago, there are laws that say that you should never attach your picture to a resume. So it cracks me up, because I'll get job seekers who apply who are actors and actresses, and they'll include their headshot. Well, that actually breaks EEOC compliance, which is equal opportunity, because you're not supposed to discriminate against somebody based on age, race, whatever, different marital status, that sort of a thing. And so it's kind of created this interesting gray area right now, because you still cannot legally put but it's going to put the employer in a predicament. You still cannot include a photo on your resume, and yet it's become totally socially acceptable to have a photo on LinkedIn and to include your LinkedIn URL on your resume. Have you noticed that? And that's why there's like a huge increase in demand for your services right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, LinkedIn is growing exponentially, and there's no doubt, obviously, those laws are in place for a good reason. No question about it. However, people do want to be able to look up, you know, on LinkedIn and find out a little bit more information about you or about that candidate. And there's a lot that you can find online, right? It's very difficult to hide things online now. So you want to make sure that whatever you have online is really representing you. And so we've seen a huge demand, particularly in people who are coming back into the workforce after, you know, maybe they had a job for 10, 20 years and they're just now kind of reentering the workforce. They need to be updated on the changes that have taken place in the market, right? It's LinkedIn, it's social selling. And so they need to really educate themselves on what has changed, as well as for these students that are coming out of college, right? We do a lot of professional headshot events for MBA programs, law schools, undergrad programs. A lot of these colleges are really starting to encourage their students when they graduate to get that professional LinkedIn photo because they understand the value and they're trying to instill that information and that knowledge onto the students, saying, hey, if you really want to put your best foot forward here getting out of college, go ahead and make that small investment into a professional LinkedIn photo, because it is important nowadays. It's not just important, it's essential. So again, whether you're entering the job market for the first time, re-entering it, you want to just educate yourself on what has changed. And certainly having a LinkedIn profile photo is important now, more now than it ever was before.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And something interesting, too, is that I remember when I first started teaching social media classes back in 2009 and 10, when LinkedIn was starting to just on the cusp of becoming popular. And I had a lot of job seekers who would come to my workshops and they would say, well, Jennifer, what if somebody discriminates against me based on my age or race or what have you on a picture on LinkedIn? And what I've always told job seekers is if those jerks are going to discriminate against you based on a picture on LinkedIn, more than likely they're going to do it in person, and you want to avoid meeting with them to begin with. And my experience, having been in the staffing world for 15 years now, is that the majority of companies, I would say only about 5%, maybe 10%, will ever discriminate against you. In fact, I remember I had a woman recently who had been out of work for a long time, and I taught her how to put together a LinkedIn profile, and she was very reticent to put a picture up on LinkedIn. And she was a lovely woman. She was probably in her 60s, but she was worried about age discrimination. And sure enough, you know, we got a good photo. Unfortunately, in that case, we didn't have the headshot truck available in Orange County, but we got a great photo of her and helped her land a job. And it's amazing right now the amount of time that employers spend on LinkedIn. They, in fact, just rolled out a new way to utilize LinkedIn. I think they just gave it a facelift about a month or two ago, if I'm not mistaken, right?
They did, yeah, and that's what's kind of great about it, is they're constantly evolving their features and benefits on LinkedIn. But they do spend a lot of time on there. They want to see, you know, how are you representing yourself, certainly on a profile photo, but in your bio, references, all that stuff is essentially fair game. And, you know, I agree with you. That's a very good point that you make. If they're going to discriminate against you, they're going to do it in the room just as much as they would, you know, via LinkedIn. So maybe don't even put yourself in that position. I think all you can do, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is really do your best to represent you as a person, as an individual, as your own brand. And then that's all you can do after that, right? But if you haven't done the profile photo, if you haven't updated your resume on LinkedIn and your bio, then you're really shooting yourself in the foot. You have to do all of those things. So because these businesses will certainly do their due diligence, so it's important for you to understand that and plan accordingly.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because even for me, I hadn't used Monster in many years because I'm a huge advocate of LinkedIn, and it's where we at my recruiting firm, J. Hill Staffing, find most of the applicants that we place every year is utilizing LinkedIn almost like a candidate database, despite the fact that all people on LinkedIn are business professionals, and yet not all people on LinkedIn are looking. And so that's where you can also get really great, awesome passive candidates, which is why most employers are now utilizing LinkedIn as opposed to Monster. And I was shocked at the low caliber of candidates when I recently did a trial run with Monster of who's out there. I can find much better people on LinkedIn. And like you said, if somebody's taken the time to put together a great bio, and again, we're going to do a whole show again with Maria Barakat in the end of June on the updates to LinkedIn and what you need to know to make sure that you have a great profile. I think that it is the way to make sure that you're always out there looking. The one caveat I want to make sure to give our listeners is you can upload your resume on LinkedIn as like a PDF or a document. However, there are two cautions that I want to give you. One, I would not necessarily upload a resume that has your address or personal information. You could upload a resume that has an email address that's specifically just for job hunting, but just be careful because some people might misuse that information out there. And two, do not update your resume, your exact resume on LinkedIn, if you're currently employed, because that is something that is visible to your employer and other employers. So I recommend being a little bit more subtle. And like Brian said, just make sure you have a great picture, an awesome bio, and you can certainly passively look on LinkedIn by just having an awesome brand. That's what it all comes down to, is LinkedIn is part of your online brand and your headshot is reflective of that brand. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is a thing we're noticing as well, and because headshots for so long, you mentioned this earlier, were typically just associated with actors, right? But then now we have these traditional corporate headshots. But, you know, more important, and we've touched on this a couple of times, we talk about brand. You know, whether you're a blogger, whether you're a, you know, stay-at-home mom, whatever it is that you do, you know, you don't have to be just an actor all the way to the other end as a traditional corporate business professional. You know, everyone really needs just a photo that represents them. It doesn't have to be in a suit and tie. It doesn't have to be super, formal, but just having something there that you can feel proud of, that really showcases who you are, is the most important thing. Because then if you feel good about it, then you're going to carry that into your interviews, right? You're going to say, hey, I'm really proud of my photo. That really does represent me. So when you walk in the door, people are going to see that and they're going to recognize you, because you want your photo to look like you. This is more important thing in the actor side, is when you walk into a room and a casting director is there and they say, wow, you really don't look like your headshot. I would imagine the same thing would probably take place on the LinkedIn side, the business professional side as well, is that if you walk in, they can easily associate what they've already seen online with what they're seeing in person. So those two need to match each other, right? So it doesn't have to be extremely formal. It just needs to really represent you as a person.
Yeah, I think it's about consistency in your brand. It's so important. And the other thing that you have to think about, we're talking about headshots on LinkedIn, but what a lot of job seekers don't consider that they should is that if, say, you have an amazing LinkedIn photo and, you know, the headshot truck did it and it's really a clear representation of you, but then your Facebook profile picture, now your profile might be private on Facebook, is of you, you know, smoking weed or pounding a shot or you in a skimpy outfit, that's not consistent with your brand. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if you are actively job hunting, I would encourage you, even if your Facebook profile page is private, because your main picture could still be public, I would even go so far as to say to use that same headshot that you would get from the headshot truck or whatever that you might be utilizing, a professional photo, and make sure to have it be consistent and have that same photo on Facebook, because your brand has to be consistent across all different social media platforms.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's a wonderful point. You hit the nail on the head. It does need to be consistent, especially when you're out there as a job seeker. That's a great point. Yeah, it's something that I hadn't thought of in a while, but you're right. It does need to be consistent throughout, because people will start recognizing your photo as your brand, and it just creates a level of familiarity, right? It's the sort of classic 7 points of contact, you know, in traditional sales. If they've seen that photo 7 times, now they're going to associate that with you. But if they've seen 7 different photos, they may not, right? So having that consistency is very important, and obviously making sure that it's something that represents you is important. 100% agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember a girl almost lost a job offer years ago. We had a client of ours, and she had a very professional LinkedIn photo, and then somehow, some way, somebody saw her Facebook profile, and it was a picture of her in a skimpy little outfit, and they said, you know, you might want to coach her and just say, hey, even though this isn't supposed to be important, you just might want to make sure that you're online profiles are all equally professional, because otherwise the attorneys might want to rescind the offer for this. And it's such a complicated, touchy area right now with social media, because the laws are not even moving quickly enough to catch up with how social media is changing our culture moment by moment. And I think it's just something to be aware of. It's not something to be scared of or to worry about, but I think just be conscientious about it and be aware of, what does this picture say about me? And ask friends, you know, if you already have a photo that you think is a photo, ask, you know, 10 friends, be it strangers or close acquaintances or close friends, and ask them, what's one word you would use to describe me in that photo? And then find out, is that what you want your brand? Is that your value, your core value that you want to come across to an employer? Does that make sense, Brian?
Oh, no doubt about it. Absolutely. And you should ask your friends, because your friends are the ones that know you the best, or your family. And I think those are wonderful questions to ask yourself as well. And maybe write down how you would represent yourself, those keywords or adjectives, and then have your friends write their own and then cross-reference them and see, does this photo represent these maybe two or three different types of adjectives that my friends and I both used to describe me? And that's one thing that we do as well with the headshot truck is we'll shoot, you know, traditional corporate headshots, but we like to mix it up. Towards the end of the shoot, typically, we'll do a couple, a little bit more stylized looks. They're still professional. They're still you. They still represent you as a brand, but maybe they're a little bit more casual in the sense that they're professional, but they might represent slightly different sides of you. So we would always recommend, as you said, to have that same profile photo throughout on all of your social media sites. But if you do want something that's a little bit different, you still want something that's professional, and you still want something that represents you. So we're able to take a few different types of looks on the truck for someone. You know, hey, let's do the jacket on, jacket off. Let's do one in black and white. Let's do one in color. And they might be a little slightly different, but they still show different sides of you while still maintaining that professionalism.
Yeah, I think that's a great point that you just brought up, too. You have to know your audience. This weekend, I just entered into a year-long program I'm in, and part of it is about our brand and how we come across. And the first thing you should do before you ever apply for a job or go to give a talk or go to give, lead a meeting, is to always know your audience first. And so if you're somebody who, say, is in the tech world or you're a marketing person, your professional photo and brand might be different than somebody who who's an attorney or a CPA. And so you really want to consult with somebody. And I think having a professional photographer who is really like your artistic director and can give you different ideas, oh, had you thought about approaching it this way, might help you fine tune and hone your brand. So that way it's perfect for the audience that you're trying to capture, is know your audience.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I might encourage everyone to do some research. If you're a tech startup person or you want to work for a different marketing company, you may want to go on LinkedIn or go on certain websites and see what type of profile photos other people are using that are in similar positions to the jobs that you're looking to get, right? Because then you can get an idea of what do marketing headshots look like nowadays? What are the startup community using for headshots? And we can match that style. That's the great thing, is that if somebody comes up and say, here's some examples of some headshots that I really like of other people that seem to really represent them, we can get a similar style for you. But I think you make a wonderful point. It is going to be different. If you're applying for a position as an attorney, it's going to, or in a law firm, it's going to be very different than applying for, a tech startup job. So you want a profile photo that represents you as a brand, but also knowing your audience and really allows that company to see, oh, this is someone who will probably fit in with our culture just based on what I'm seeing, initially here on this photo. It's a great point.
Exactly. Well, Brian, you've given our listeners so much information. I know your time is valuable with the businesses and so forth that you run. So please tell our listeners a little bit more about where they can find more information on the headshot truck, how they can track if it'll be in their neighborhood, or if they want to utilize your services in one of the cities, Atlanta, New York, or LA, that the headshot truck is available in.
Thanks so much. Yes, if you just go to theheadshottruck.com, you can find our website, and then you can link to our New York, LA, or Atlanta page, or you can go to theheadshottruck.com/corporate, and that's where you can find listing of our special events around Los Angeles, around New York, and we'd be happy to set those up for you. We have some great discounted options available for our New York, LA, and Atlanta trucks, as low as $79 per person. So in and out in 5 minutes, we'll be in your neighborhood. Please check us out. It'd be great. You can also call 855-SAY-PINK, P-I-N-K, which is our phone number, and we'd be happy to direct you that way as well.
Oh, fantastic, Brian. And a reminder to all of our listeners, in case you miss any portion of this show or any show, you can always go to the LA Talk Radio website and download the show under the archive section. It's free to download and listen to whenever you'd like. Or you can find us on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. Subscribe, listen at your leisure. You can always find the show there. And I'm very excited to say that next week we have Dion, who's on the show, and she has an amazing, unique company. If did you see the movie The Intern, Brian, where it's like Robert De Niro, and he's an older man, and they bring him into a company. So it's her company actually does something like that, where she gets experienced professionals on to consult with companies who need people who have 20, 30, 40 years of experience. So she specifically works with a population of 65 and older. And we'll be talking on next week's show about what that looks like and how that's coming to fruition. So thank you, as always, to our listeners for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job. Thank you to Brian Confer for taking time out of your Monday to be here with us. And have a wonderful week wherever in the world you might be. And wishing you well from New York City today. Thanks.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.